to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, October 1st, 2017, by the Reverend Sharon Volker, commemorating the Feast of St. Francis with the blessing of the animals.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
This is a different spot for me. An uncomfortable one. But what the heck, it's only today. The reason I'm here is separation anxiety. So we'll give in to the little furball today. I would like to also let you know that since you do have your wonderful pets here with you today, please bring them up with you at communion time. Imagine what it would be like if you left them back at your seats. This is a special morning. Not only are we sharing our morning worship together, but our faithful pets are sharing this experience with us. But let me reassure you, just like small children, pets were not created to be quiet in church. So let's be joyful with their presence while our pets do what God intended our pets to do. As I was preparing for this morning's sermon, my favorite topic came up: love. Thank you. The love that God gave us, the love that we should show others, and the love that we should show back to God. There doesn't seem to be anything new that we can say about love. But maybe we should look at love from a different perspective. Take a look around our church and take a look at the pets that are here with us this morning. Sure, they're a little uneasy because they're in a strange place with different smells and other animals that are strange to them. Yet, for the most part, they're quiet and they're on their good behavior. It's through these lovely creatures that we can see the love that Jesus was talking about. These creatures love their masters unconditionally. They don't question. They don't make excuses. It doesn't matter if they have been yelled at, forgotten and left outside in the rain, or if they've been ignored by our own busyness, they still love us. They ask little of us: food, a place to sleep, a clean litter box as need be, and an occasional show of affection will do them just fine. In return, they are faithful and loyal. They love us. They want to be with us. We, on the other hand, are not so content with such simple pleasures. Our wants far surpass our needs, and sometimes we fail to recognize how we can give of ourselves to others. Now that's interesting. Our pets have no trouble giving of themselves at any time. They're quick to share our chair, to give us a sloppy lick on the cheek, and to be by our side wherever we go. Now to shift gears just a little bit. This is that time of the year when the S word sneaks up on us. Right? Stewardship. Usually when we hear that word, we think of money and we raise questions. How much money will the church ask me for this year? How is my money going to be spent? Why does the church need so much? These are all good questions, and in the weeks to come, there will be answers. But today, I want to stress that stewardship is not just about money or doing good for our environment. It's not just about filling out a pledge card to the church or writing a check. And it's not just about recycling or repurposing to ease the strain on our landfills. Stewardship is about love. And Jesus taught us that there are many ways to love. Sitting among us, you can see an example. Our pets. If we didn't love our pets, these lovely creatures wouldn't be here with us this morning. As pet owners, we are their stewards. We care for their health. We protect them from danger. Because if we wouldn't, who would? Yes, stewardship is not just about money for the church. Stewardship wears many faces, and we share the responsibility to be actively involved in every aspect of it. The Ten Commandments, in a fashion, were our first lesson in stewardship. These commandments taught us about love, respect, honor, and integrity. From them, we have learned to live in harmony with each other, with our environment, and most importantly, with our God. In the creation story, we've been told that God gave the animals to us for our pleasure. And because they do give us pleasure, it's only right that we should treat them with gentleness and compassion in return. And this doesn't apply to only our pets, but to all the creatures God has made. God has given us many blessings, many more than we can possibly count or even realize. The opportunity to live with a pet and to be its caregiver and protector, being its steward, is indeed a blessing. The bond between pet and owner is a gift from God that's to be treasured. Our pets are a lesson in love, in faithfulness, in trust. They really are examples of the love that Jesus taught. Is it possible that our pets may just have an ear to Jesus, and they're trying to teach us also? What if we were to follow that simple example, to be faithful and to put our trust in God and Jesus Christ, to love everyone, to want God's presence in our lives? Simplicity is lacking in our lives, and simplicity can be beautiful. Unconditional love is a remarkable gift given to us by God and by our pets. And as we cherish our pets, let's take the time to reflect on the love that they shower on us. And let us be the person that our pets think we are. Amen.